morning. You're on the Mason Dixon line.
Hello, Mason.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jim.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Great. Did you get some answers this morning?
Well, yeah. Number one was Jason and Jeremy, and I can't remember the other one.
Okay.
And number seven for B was password is Alan Ludden.
Okay.
And D is, let's make a D, it's Monty Hall, right?
Monty.
I love Carlin's way.
Yeah, and the Jetsons was, the rival was Cogsley or somebody weird name like that. And
what was his company that he worked for? I don't know if you're right on the other one, but I want to know both of them if you got them.
No. I got some questions.
Okay.
What is Elton John's real name?
What is Elton John's real name?
Yeah, and why did he change it?
Okay.
Okay. I got something here written down.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. When was Howler's Pet Shop, this is here in Louisville, established? In what year?
Okay. Well, you better spell that. H-O-W-E-R-S or T-O-W-E-R-S?
Beats me.
Okay.
And, the North American, let me see if I can read my handwriting. The North American eagle has the largest nest in the world. How many tons does it weigh? How many feet deep and how many feet wide?
Okay.
And, the giant earthworms of Australia extend up to what length?
How long are the giant earthworms of Australia?
Yeah. What length do they grow to?
Okay, we'll find out in the ensuing moments here.
And, let's see. Oh, I had something about the attached eraser, but I accidentally erased a year on it.
Oh, that's great.
And, how long can a beaver hold its breath underwater?
Okay.
And, I'll stand here all night giving you that. No.
How long can a beaver hold its breath underwater?
Yeah, really cool, isn't it? And,
Strange question tonight.
Really weird, yes.
You should have sent in a whole list. You know, we'd had a weirdo trivia night that had been something else.
You wouldn't believe how many things I got. Oh.
Probably rolling some of that oregano.
In what year did Abraham Lincoln's face appear on the one cent?
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care and have a good day. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason Dixon line.
Hello, Mason.
Hi, who's this?
Ricky.
Hello, Rick. How are you doing this morning?
All right. I heard this is your last night, sir.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
St. Louis, Missouri.
What are you going to be doing there?
I'll be working at Station KXOK in St. Louis.
I wanted to ask you one thing. A while back, you said something about one night you were drunk or something, and you made a joke, and you said some night before you left, you'd repeat it. You were drunk and you made out.
No, I know what it was. It was after I went on my big spree. I had a near catastrophe stroke and had to fend it off with alcohol. It was for medicinal purposes only. And I was a little hungover that night. And I know the joke, but I'm not going to repeat it. It was one of those heavy jokes that you just get in moods to do once in a lifetime.
Oh, is that what kind of was?
Yeah, right. Couldn't do it.
Who's going to be taking over your program?
Jim Miller's going to work it for a while until they find a new guy. They haven't gotten anyone yet, as I understand. But Jim's going to handle it, and that's why I've urged everyone to keep sending their trivia lists and everything, because they're still going to use these.
Oh, I have one answer.
Okay.
See, the company Jetson worked for was Space Leap Sprockets, and the rival was Cogswell Cogs.
Okay.
And that's about it for my answers. Is Jim Miller come on after you?
Yes, Jim will be on tonight.
You better be sure he's got a giveaway duck here.
Okay, right. I will.
I'll be seeing you, Mason.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason Dixon line.
Hello, Mason.
Hi, who's this?
Steve.
Hello, Steve. How are you doing, sir?
Okay.
Great. You got some answers this morning?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Okay.
Number eight, starting with A, Wally Bruner.
Okay.
Alan Ludden. Peter Marshall, Monty Hall, Betty White, and Dick Cavett.
Okay.
And number nine, if you have a hotel on the boardwalk, it will cost you $2,000.
Okay.
And number 10 is apple pie. I guess.
Okay.
And number 11 is especially sprockets and Cogswell cogs.
Okay.
And I've got two questions.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever got this one. I'm going to end trivia out with this. What was Jill Simon's first 45 RPM hit, and it was also made into an album?
I'm glad you included that one.
Okay.
You and I are probably the only two people in the world that know the answer to that question.
Probably.
You and I and Joe Simon.
Right.
Take care and have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Bye-bye.
WAKY, you're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Morning, Mason.
Hello, who's this?
This is Larry.
Hello, Larry. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. I have a few answers for you on the trivia thing.
Okay.
Number one is Jeremy, Jason, and Joshua.
Okay.
Number two, I believe, is Centillion.
Okay.
Number five is Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
Number six, William H. Gaines is the editor of Mad Magazine.
Okay.
Number seven has already been given. Collier, Ludden, Marshall, Hall. Number ten, I think it's pot of pie instead of apple pie, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And, of course, Spacely Sprockets and Cogswell Cogs. And I do have a couple questions this morning.
All right.
All right, who played the original Superman in the movie version? Of, you know, the serial.
Right.
Movie versions. And actually, that's about it.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on this morning.
Okay, bye-bye, man.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, the morning hath come.
Yep. It hath dawneth another day.
Well,
with forth thou, and we could go on all night, Travis. How you doing?
All right. Well, you asked me if I was going to let you go to St. Louis.
Right.
And I said yes. I never said why I'd let you go. And that's because, well, word has it that Johnny Randolph is a pretty comfortable man to work under.
Yes.
I said almost, because there are times when John lays the law down, but in his position he has to. I would say I'd give you 4 weeks in St. Louis to get laid by the pressure. By that time, you're liable to come running back to Louisville, Patricia, Jason, and all, just to try to get back under the comfortable thumb of Johnny Randolph, which is only rough on the edges.
You may be right, Travis. You may definitely be right. I'm going to work for what I can kindly say is a conservative operation.
Oh, well.
I knew I was in trouble when they had to sign me into the station and sign me out. I knew that we were running into a tight ship, as they say in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
And so I figured, well, if they have to, I mean, this was the program director. This was one of the honchos. He had a set of keys that would choke a mule. So I knew he was a boss right away. I could tell.
Right.
And when he went over and signed a guest roster and signed me in as a guest of himself, and I mean, no one was looking either. I mean, he could have snuck in, and no one would have said anything to him, doubtless. But when you run into that kind of operation, you start to shake a little bit.
Sure do.
But I'm a foolish young child. I figure after about 6 weeks, if they like what I'm doing, then I'm going to change all of it.
Well,
and if they don't, then I'm going to be back at the radio ranch reading newscasts for Tommy Downs like I used to do in the old days.
Well, maybe not the radio ranch. You have to look at it this way. Wacky's been one man short for how many months now?
200 years, I think.
Yeah. If they couldn't get one man, you can imagine what it's going to be trying to get two. So chances are, if some problems could come up, chances are you could probably get back in. I don't know. It'd be worth a try.
John said so tonight. Made me feel good.
Yeah.
He said, if anything happens, you're welcome home.
That's what I mean about John. I mean, he's, you know, comfortable to work under. He's human, you might say.
He is. John and I have... Our only hassle has been over records. Honest, I mean, we talk on the air a lot, but most of that's a lot of smoke because it sounds fun, you know, when you can say something about your boss on the air and everybody says, oh, I wish I could talk to my boss that way, you know, and we can get away with it because John's kind of that way because he talks about us, these bums I have working under me.
Right.
But John is, I have a definite feeling John's going to be the last heavy that I work under, and the others are going to be these types that have been in radio for 2,000 years and carry whips and spurs and things. They've been nice to me out there. I don't mean to make it sound, you know, like I'm going into some kind of a oblivion. I'll be living just on the edge of oblivion. I'll be able to see oblivion if I can shade my eyes on a cloudless day.
Right.
But these people have been nice to me so far, and I'm just being very cautious in my estimation it's going to be like out there.
Well, Mason, I could have planted wonders in people's heads about why you want to go, but I would say that you have your reasons. You know what you're doing.
No, I don't. Tell me, what am I doing? No, I'm only kidding.
Committing suicide, that's what you're doing. I can probably speak for half the people out there. Not really in the mood for trivia, but gave it a swing. I do know that William H. Gaines is the editor of Mad Magazine, that satire that I fall into every once in a while. And that's about it, because I just can't get my mind to it. I can't even figure out what house of the earth is in when Sun is in Taurus, my own sign. And that's just about how shot it is. I don't know. I'll catch you on the next half, okay?
Okay. Take care, Travis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hello,
Nance.
Yeah, what the hell? I don't know where to check. I had to wonder, don't work in the door. You know how I'm going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. No matter what fate down the drain, our friends said, I say. I'm in the mood for trivia, anyhow.
You weren't in the mood for trivia, anyhow, Nance?
Yeah. I in the mood for it, sir.
Did you get some answers?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear them.
Let me see. Money Hall.
Okay.
Popwood out in London.
Okay.
I got a few trivia trapped and myself and Farmer got one. Why is cinnamon sit in two different countries?
Okay.
And I got my own trivia trap tonight.
All right.
The new Siri Lottie ain't got a Duramar, but it's her name, and what part does he play in the new Siri? A Lassie.
Okay. In the new Lassie series.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I see you in the second half.
Okay, Nance. Take care. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
It's Jim again.
Hello, Jim again.
I knew I missed something.
What did you forget?
I wanted to ask you something.
Yes.
After the show, I want to call you and get where you're working and everything and zip code and phone number and all that stuff so I can write to you.
Okay.
Because if I don't, then I won't keep up my standards. And one more thing I wanted to tell you. All us good people in Louisville, Kentucky are going to miss you when you leave. And we just hope you come back with your tail between your legs. And Johnny Randolph, isn't it?
Yeah.
Said, well, I know you'll be at home here. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Morning, Mason.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dave.
Hello, how are you doing, Dave?
Pretty good.
Great. You got some answers today?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Cade County is Madrid County.
Okay.
And most, you know, like the host of those game shows, and everybody's giving those, so I've let those ride until the second half.
Okay, fine. Do you have some questions?
No, not right now.
Okay. We'll see you on the second half then.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Morning, you're on the Mason-Dixon line.
This is your friend Donna.
Hello, Donna. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Did you get some answers?
Oh, yes, I have some answers.
Okay.
Number two, I believe it was what's the highest number we have a name for?
Mm-hmm.
That's Googleplex.
Okay.
I don't know how many zeros it's supposed to have in it. I heard that one time, but I don't remember now. The number, I believe it was 11. Several people have tried to answer this question. I think they've got it a little bit mixed up, and I'll tell them why. The kind of pie that was mentioned in the Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey song was butter pie.
Right.
Because and for those of you who weren't alert enough to get it, when you listen to the song, no, really, I'm only kidding. But it's Admiral Halsey notified me he had to have a boat or he couldn't get to sea. I had a cup of milk and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie. And then somebody else says in a butter pie, and then way back in the background, you hear the butter wouldn't melt, so I put it in a pie, right?
Right, there you go. That's it, exactly.
So that's the answers I have. And I'd like to say, since this is the last night, that I'll get to be talking to you, I'd like to say that I can sort of identify with some of this poetry that you've written. I liked one that was on tonight about saying goodbye before it's all been said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, goodbyes are really hard things for me, and I can really identify with that. And another poem that I always liked was that thing about those in-between years.
Yeah, those. I was in a strange time when I wrote both of those, and I think of all the poems that I ever write, I always go back to those as something that I put out on the line when I wrote. You know, many times you write poem from an abstract point of view, and you don't necessarily have to really experience the feeling. All you have to do is be able to empathize with other people and pick it up from them. But these two came from me. These were the way I felt a couple of times in my life.
Right. I can just truly identify with those things because I've definitely, you know, felt that way before. In both instances, I just sort of, you know, feel like that. For that in-between years thing, you don't want to be a grown-up and you don't want to be a kid either. And so, you still want to be a kid and you want to be a grown-up, and it gets all confusing. And this other thing about the goodbyes, I've just experienced it so many times that I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'm just wondering if you, by any chance, wrote that in October of 66, because that was when you left Louisville before.
Now, you know, it's strange. I've always left the stations in the fall, always in September or October. I left in the fall, you're right, in the fall of 66, I left TMT mm-hmm. in October. And in October of, when was it, Kelly? October of 60, or it was July of 60, so that, it was July of 68 or 69? Yeah, July of 68, I left Lexington, but it kind of fit anyway. And the poem was written in 67, and maybe I had that in mind when I wrote it, because I was in Paducah in the fall also, and I played it on the air, and it kind of brought back all the times that I ever had to leave a station. I left Stanford, Kentucky. When I was there, I left there in September. And we were in Richmond, probably in the fall, too. It's always kind of that thing. You know, October is always a leaving month for me, September and October, for some reason.
Right. Well, I thought maybe that you might have written that in 66 because of that line in there, something about the cold October breeze on my face. And, you know, I just thought, well, maybe with all the wisecracks he makes about the radio ranch and everything, maybe he did like TMT after all.
I did. I have very fond memories there. They took care of me.
Yeah, everybody seemed to really have a blast, you know, having you around. It seemed like you and Kenny Holiday had a pretty good thing going. And incidentally, you know, Kenny's still there.
Yeah. I talked with Ken when I first came back to town, and then our paths have kind of gone in opposite directions because he's into country music, and he's usually on the road with his outfit when he's not working.
Oh, yeah.
And I very seldom get a chance to run into Kenny, but Kenny was always good to me. He was always a friend to me.
Right. And I know that you all really had a thing going. He'd always like if he'd be doing the DJ show and you'd be doing the news, he'd always make some kind of wisecrack.
Right.
You know, and it seemed like y'all really had a good thing going. But I really have enjoyed hearing these last few nights of your shows. I think
I'm always best in that situation as I'm going away from it.
And tonight it's really been something else because, like, through the whole thing you could tell you were just sad, you know? Of course, I'm very perceptive, and I guess you'll kill me for, you know, mentioning that on the air because maybe the less perceptive people wouldn't have noticed it. But
no, it's true. I make no bones about it. I never have. I always become attached to my audience. I always have. Because I don't feel you can really give to people if you don't. And it tears a hunk out of me every time I have to go.
Yeah, I can see why. Because if you're really into this sort of thing, you're bound to really like people. And incidentally, I thought that hypnosis thing the other night was extremely interesting. I really, you know, I thought that was really great. And but there were some things I didn't understand about it, and I didn't get to get through the other night.
That's good. I tell you what, if you got a chance, I don't know where you... Jim Davis is just kind of hard to run into. But if you get a chance, stop in at the 13th house and ask Carolyn about George. And eventually you'll run into these people. And you'll be able to talk with Jim about it. It's a shame that I'm going. I left it on kind of a high note, I think, because it was one of the more outstanding guests that I've had on. And to me, at least, one of the most revealing tapes that we've ever had on hypnosis. And I hope that... you know, people, it will have inspired people to study about it and maybe investigate on their own if they can.
Yeah, that's really strange. Of course, now I haven't been, I really can't comment on the regular guests that you've had on there because I haven't been what you'd say a really regular listener. I mean, there'd be some nights when I'd be in the mood for listening to the talk show and some nights when I'd be just all over the radio, some nights I listen to INN, and some nights I, you know, it just depends on what I'm, where my mind is at on any particular night. So I wasn't a regular listener like, say, Nancy and Travis and some of these people seem to be. But I did, you know, sort of hang around because it interested me, you know.
Well, as long as I did that, then you know, I did my job. And I did what I cared to do, so that's, you know, that's where it's at. Listen, I better run and get some other people on.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Thanks for sticking around for all these years.
Right.
Take care and have a good day.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.